It's not a new highway, but the federal government is funding a study looking at different ways of traveling along it. Sunshine Coast Tourism is to receive $50,000 for a study to review data, maps and aerial imagery to assess preferred routes and costing for active transportation infrastructure between Sechelt and Lund, said a November 25 press release from West Vancouver Sunshine Coast Sea to Sky Country MP Patrick Wyler. The study's findings will then inform next steps in developing active transportation networks, said the release. The funding, through the Active Transportation Fund, was part of a $92,500 funding announcement Friday, $42,500 of that going to the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District. We are pleased to conduct this study with the support of our local government partners as it will transform how people experience the Sunshine Coast. Planning for improved active transportation routes will enhance the livability for locals and visitors by providing a healthier, safe and more sustainable connection to our spectacular region, said Sunshine Coast Tourism's Executive Director, Annie Wise, in the press release. Coast residents will benefit greatly from plans for active transportation infrastructure along Highway 101, providing much safer active transportation options, said Wyler in the release. Projects such as these support better connected communities, healthier lifestyles, and move us closer to reaching our emissions goals. The Federal Active Transportation Fund is to provide $400 million over 5 years to support the shift to active transportation, said the release. Active transportation is human or hybrid-powered movement that includes walking and cycling, or using wheelchairs, scooters, e-bikes, rollerblades, cross-country skis and the like, according to the release.